You're part of it.
Sorry.
No, no, this is in the public hearing.
We're in the public hearing.
Did you guys start?
We will, when we know you're here. Do I have a motion to open the public hearing regarding Second Fairview Avenue? Second. Lori, did you second?
Sure.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? No one? Okay, Neil, could you start with a short presentation?
Yep.
To the audience, yeah, because we've had it already today.
And I'll have a chance to talk to you. I have a couple things.
We will after, after, when we have the meeting proper.
Okay.
Hello, everyone. I'm Neil Pallone. I'm an architect working on Seven Fairview Ave, which the owners couldn't be here tonight. They're traveling, but we were here last month. The old American Legion building is being proposed to be renovated. I guess I'm gonna walk around. They're renovating the old American Legion building into an arts building for a variety of arts uses, which are very loosely defined at this point, but the idea is that people could rent a space or a room for a short or long time, long term, depending on their needs. And also like an office, whether it's doing a sound recording or have a meeting, or a presentation like a lecture, or as an art gallery. So part of the interior renovation, the blue is the existing building. The orange are some proposed additions to the building. There would be a new front entrance, a little covered area to unload, load and unload, storage outbuilding. There would be a garage, three-car garage, an area for trash and dumpster type area. And also down the road, a new entry, lobby, vestibule with stairs and an elevator to get access to the second floor.
Okay, thank you.
Is that good?
Okay. If you want to take a seat for a second. Anyone here to make comments or to us, the board, not questions to the applicant? Yes, sir, identify yourself.
Hi, Rick Rector. Could you define down the road as an addition?
This is, I think, the point. What do you mean down the road?
Yeah, the.
Oh, I think we're waiting for meeting for that kind of question. We're kind of in the comment period right now.
Oh, okay.
Are there comments from people in the audience?
Questions?
Okay.
You said wait till the meeting, bro.
Yeah, yeah. No, I got it. But I guess since you don't want to make a comment, we'll wait until the meeting for, was there a problem there, Mr. Rector?
No.
Oh, okay. No one wants to make a comment. This is the public hearing for to make a comment if you would like us to take into account your opinions about this project.
Well, I live.
Who are you, please?
Oh, I'm sorry. My name is Laura Langley.
Mm-hmm.
And I live on Green Street. So my property comes up against shore, that I own the land with that barn, which is right there on the other side of
the parking lot.
So it will, who will have access to this? So it'll be a commercial space, right? So I guess I have more questions than comments, but I would hope that, you know, it would be open to artists or people of all income levels. And so it's a real community space.
Thank you for your comment. If there's nobody else, we'll close the hearing. Do I have a motion to close the hearing?
Mm-hmm.
Jenna Clark, all in favor? Anybody opposed? No. So let's go to our regular meeting, which will just quickly take care of the minutes from the last meeting. Do I have a motion to approve? Or anybody want to make changes? Count through a couple changes. That's so moved. Excuse me. Now, I'll entertain a motion to accept the minutes from September. Jenna? Bob? All in favor? Aye. Anybody opposed? No. So let's move along to considering this site plan. We start with our questions, and then you'll have a chance to ask questions as well. So, board member, now Neil, back up. anybody on the board have questions? Jenna?
Hi. Could you be a little more specific? I'm just trying to understand sort of who this facility will serve.
Mm-hmm.
Its function. You had mentioned that there'll be a commercial kitchen. That's one thing.
There's already a commercial kitchen in there, so
mm-hmm.
that'll be maintained. One of the ideas, and there seems to be interest in the community, is to have like food arts production, so either cooking classes or food photography, things like that. It's not a restaurant. It's not like a food business.
Yeah. And what else?
So
you mentioned an possible art gallery.
Yeah. So there's a flex space. It's the old American Legion. So there's
mm-hmm.
a big hall space that would be, at this time, it's imagined to be used as an art gallery or to have lectures, like people come and speak. There could be a movie night. Point is that there would be occasional gatherings of, you know, there'd be more people rather than less occasionally. Event space.
And. This is going to be run or organized by the developers?
The owners.
The owners are?
Deborah and Darcy.
Okay.
That was their last time, but they couldn't be here. So.
I don't know if this question is within our purview, so tell me.
Go ahead.
Are the owners then going to form an arts organization and for-profit arts organization? Is that the plan, or?
I don't want to answer that for them. This their intentions, as it's been expressed to me, is that the building needs to support itself, maybe a not-for-profit.
May I make a comment?
Sure.
Because I think I drove by a space that's like this in Brooklyn yesterday, and it's kind of an exhibit hall, small, it has an ancillary facility, cooking and stuff, and I think it's exactly, somebody might book it for a fashion shoot, or you might have a neighborhood art exhibit. It's becoming more and more common, and it's kind of a cool thing to have in the community because people can use it for community uses.
That's the idea, is to have it continue the function of the old American Legion as well. There's no restriction on who would be able to participate.
I guess a procedural question. Reading Craig's letter of September 5th, proposed use is a conditional permitted use per zoning. So is the applicant asking for conditional use approval?
Well, it's just, the way this works is it's a site plan, and the code is a bit vague about that. But so yes, you could put conditions, and in any approval of this site plan approval, if you have conditions, it should be in the motion.
Right.
It should be specifically listed. For instance, on page 2, he talks about typical daily use anticipated. 12 people with the hours from 8 to 8 p.m. Occasional events up to 150 people until 1 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
So I know you guys generally have questions about 7 days a week, 1 a.m.,
mm-hmm.
Stuff like that. So if you had questions about that, or if you didn't think anything was appropriate, yes, you could ask the applicant to agree at this stage. It would go in the minutes, and part of the motion would be
approved.
Okay,
thank you.
There are a number of homes around there, just in terms of noise and stuff like this.
It's all inside.
I'm sorry?
It's all inside.
Yes. There is a proposed garden patio area, and so, as you're pointing out, conditional times. I'm sorry.
board, not the lawyer.
Okay, so there is a proposed patio area,
mm-hmm.
so as you have mentioned, a condition, if the hours to restrict the time, I know that's common for other venues, bars, and things like that.
Mm-hmm. Would you be applying for a liquor license, or is there?
No, not at this time, as far as I know. So there may be an event with liquor, similar to a reception at a wedding. Those that vendor would be
spot license.
Yeah, this is not going to be a bar. It's not going to be a restaurant.
I mean, it does say occasional events of up to 150 people until 1 a.m. So if that was abused, presumably one would have a cause to go to the code enforcement officer and say, you know, I'm not sure what the enforcement is in that case, but I think that would be my concern, it not be expanded into a full-time venue for loud raucous behavior.
That's fair enough.
You're saying that if you don't want to complain to the code enforcement.
Right, for the way this reads to me, the code enforcement officer's obviously sent it to us saying, I think this is okay. He says, or whoever the applicant is, I guess he just says occasional use. So to me, that would imply that if they did it 20 times a year, one would have reason to say you violated the terms of your condition of use permit.
Okay, so that's a great question. How much?
Well, occasionally, legally, that's why I'm kind of hinting at this. We should get something more specific.
Yeah.
And, you know, this board may want to consider, I don't know, and you certainly need the business to be able to make money, right? But is this just weekends that they're going to have those events? Is it during the week? When you say you're permitted to do this, it's 7 days a week, 365 days a year, unless you specify otherwise. So the word occasionally, I don't know what that means. You know, legally, I don't know what that means. And you wouldn't want that in your motion for approval. You want, you know, if he says he needs 10 or 20, you say 20 is good.
Could you pick a number or ask them to pick a number?
Yes, it's sort of shooting in the dark at this point. We don't know what the market is.
Again, what are we talking about too? Because just because it's an indoor venue, having had this experience, doesn't mean that music isn't going to
be disrupted,
be heard very loudly from an indoor venue, especially an older one.
So, has any of the member of the community had an issue with the American Legion events?
Don't know.
I don't know, but I don't.
Maybe not the historic contemporary,
you know.
I just don't think that their mission is the same as this one.
Okay.
What was the same?
Yeah. So yeah, this is not a rock club. This is not a music club. But they're, to your point, we don't really know what people do.
So the problem is we often have problems with venues that are abutting residential areas.
Right.
So that's our biggest concern.
And noise.
Okay.
In terms of noise and time.
Right.
And usually, just I think generally this board is talking about amplified music. So let's make sure we understand that too, because I don't know what type of music you may want, but generally that's a bigger concern is the lateness on certain nights of amplified music.
Walter?
So my suggestion, picking up your hint, unless Mitch, you want to actually make a specific
recommendation. No, not at all. It's not my job.
Is that the owners and you come back to us with a proposed number of occasions per year that you might go to 1 a.m., and then there could be language that says any additional events would have to be by special permit from whoever. The
I don't
code.
Think there is such a
no?
thing.
Well, but if you wanted to have like an event where you have a like a wedding or something, you have to get a permit for it. That's a special event permit. I think they have them. You know,
no, but if they have a permit to have events up to 150 people, they
right.
can have events.
Right.
So if you want to pick, again, I don't know if this is weekends only, you can pick 100 a year, it would be Friday and Saturday nights
right.
all year.
Right.
You know. So, but again, I think it's a good point to have them articulate exactly what they really want to do.
Is it something that would be fair would be Friday and Saturday nights till 1 and no later than 1, or Friday and Saturday nights till, say, even 12?
Is it every week? That's a lot. Like we have no,
Yeah, but you wanna, yeah, but you wanna have the possibility, you don't wanna limit yourself.
But Mitch's idea is good, because it gives you the option of doing the weekend, that if they needed to have a wedding or something on a Thursday night, that could be one of their 100 nights a year.
But it should be worked into the conditions that we agreed to, it seems to me the suggestion, and like Walter's suggestion, is you go back to your clients and come up with conditions that we can look at and approve or suggest.
Do you guys have any hints instead of those guests?
Yeah, don't be restrictive to yourself.
Well, then how about 2 nights a week, 52 weeks a year, you should get out.
That's 104 nights.
Well, how about Fridays and Saturdays, you know, till 1:00 or midnight for the noise factor?
Yeah.
If it's not, if there's no music, amplified music, then, you know, till 1:00, if there's amplified music, till, I'm just making this up, guys, till midnight, something like that. And then we don't say, during the week, if you're gonna have amplified music, I think that the neighborhood will not be happy. So I'm just saying weekends, Fridays and Saturday nights, till.
So yes to amplified music till 1:00 AM on Fridays and Saturday nights, is that what you're saying?
Yes to amplified music up till, say midnight or something, Fridays and Saturdays.
Yeah, I think midnight is.
Doesn't mean people can't stay out on the porch and, you know.
Well, it's only 100 square feet on the garden, so.
This is not an uncommon problem trying to define.
Or is that 21? No, it's 21.
Yeah.
But so what, but also that wouldn't limit how many times you could have 150 people. She's just saying it would be limited to the amplified music.
Till midnight on Fridays and Saturdays. It doesn't mean people can't be out on the porch, but no amplified music.
Okay.
And,
that's a big garden.
That's about all I got.
I had a question which you.
They wanted a plan.
Which is, will the, I'm assuming the events during warm weather will spill out onto a patio.
Yeah.
And
that's a reasonable expectation.
People, bodies, noise from one besides amplified music, like, not unlike a bar.
Yep.
Where people will be open and have a drink or hang out and talk, and that definitely might have some impact too. I would assume if you're living next door to that, you might not be so happy.
So if, you can see what I'm trying to do, right? I don't wanna come back.
Yeah.
Or I at least wanna take them and get you, you know, I'll hang out with you.
So is this too much amplified music until midnight on Friday night, Friday and Saturday nights? And people dwelling around, you know, drinking outside until 1:00 on Friday and Saturday nights. But all other nights, you gotta end by 11:00.
That's perfectly reasonable.
The garden is 2,100 square feet?
That's what's marked out there.
That's a really big area, actually. I mean, thinking about amplified music, even some midnight outside. I don't know, maybe we can't.
We could X the amplified music in the garden, outside of the building.
That's a really good idea. That would
be great.
Yeah.
Okay,
that'd
be good.
So let's take a break and let the audience, I know they'd like to ask some questions, a couple of people in the audience still, would you like to?
Yes.
Sure, identify.
My name is Lou Suarez, and we're at, Joe and I live at 147 Green Street, our property borders, hold on one second, I'm not, our property borders the garden, what,
yep.
That you, the patio that you have?
Yep.
Planned, and this whole,
that strip
this whole, northern line. Directly behind you.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're right here.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
The alley, not here, the alley that comes by.
Yeah.
And right where you have your patio is across the alley from where we park our car and our houses for.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah.
But what we're kind of concerned with. Oh. Yeah. So across the alley is where our house is. And all of the property bordering this line. Is also ours where we plan to have a raised bed garden. I think what we're concerned with more than the noise factor, because I'm a musician, so I can relate to, you know, amplified music at all hours of the night and places where you go to play it, is the potential for damage and or encroachment of the construction process on that little piece of property, that was it quarter of an acre?
It's more than that.
About a half an acre of property
for our plan to. 127 Green Street.
Right.
So in, on this picture, you can come on up.
Excuse me.
It's right there.
Okay, so this is the building. Yes, this farm, our property is this. This.
And this
is our house.
And this is where the
And this is where the proposed patio is.
So your concern is mainly about during the construction process?
During construction, yeah, it's not a, I mean, I think the arts center is a great idea. It's further down the line. He's just trying to get damage.
Right, but I mean, to stage it away from that property.
That's a huge, I mean, it's a giant.
What does that mean? Well, parking lot to go to.
A giant parking lot, so you've got lots of room for vehicles and debris and stuff, but that's really our.
Well, just that the garden's gonna be right here, right?
Oh, she's here already.
So, right, it's football, okay, I didn't know about that, okay. And then we're gonna.
Like our neighbors here. There's an alley that goes behind, and our house is here.
So, and then we'll be tables.
Our neighbor's house, which is in the process of being sold, she passed away on Thanksgiving, is right here. And our other neighbor's house is right here.
Okay.
As soon as we come here, we're ready to, you know, start this fall.
Is it not allowed to go on other people's property, but actually by law? Let me understand, you're worried not about them going on your, you're worried about them going on your property?
We're just the damage to it. Now, this is the Fairview side, is that what you're saying? And so this over here is Green Street and Columbia. Right, okay, I just wanted to, you know.
So what are you worried about then?
The potential for the damage during the construction.
You don't have a garden there now, right?
No, we have, open space, yeah, right adjacent to the parking lot.
Okay, as our attorney says, really, by law, they can't encroach on your property at
right.
all. So, if you know.
Accidents happen.
I know, but I don't know that we could put it in anything to say that. If I were you, my other concern would be, do you want any kind of a fence or trees planted there for, you know, to ensure that people aren't encroaching on your.
There's a 6-foot wall.
There's a 6-foot wall.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's good.
Yeah,
I can't see
well. Well, the Legion was there, they usually started their like hot dog afternoons at about 10 a.m. with, you know, PA music and stuff, and usually ended by 10, so. I mean, I don't really see much of an issue. Me personally, I don't see much of an issue with that concern. That particular concern.
Well, then you know that he is concerned about that, and that you're going to get in trouble with you.
Don't damage his property.
Well, your neighbors. This is a community project.
There is a lot. There are springs up there, underground springs in that area of Hudson. And as you may know, when the Department of Mental Health built the home at 900 Columbia Street, they tapped into two springs when they were digging for the elevator. So when you dig for the elevator, please keep that in mind, because they've been pumping that water just down Green, you know, out into property that going down the hill on Green Street. And you can see all of the damage to the retaining walls along Green Street and to the homes. So that's something to keep in mind.
Thank you.
If you tap into a spring, maybe you can bottle it.
Well, that's, I would like to think we could train
it. So I have a question. You're showing a 15-foot setback to the fence that you're building. So could you say that from the property line 10 feet in, you would agree not to disturb anything? Would that work for you guys? That would leave you 5 feet on the far side of the fence?
I don't understand.
In other words, there's like a 15-foot setback between the property they're talking about and the fence that they're going to have to build. So they're going to have to be on both sides of the fence to build it, obviously. It should be easier. So what I'm saying is if he took 5 feet of that and said the workmen can't or the workpersons can't go any further than that, that would leave a 10-foot buffer between their property and his construction.
Okay.
So
okay, so we don't, controlling our contractors' means and methods, you know, at this level is a little, we can agree to it as long as you don't, if we have to come back and get a crane in there for a day.
I can get your contractor.
But come on, seriously.
That's, yeah. No.
Okay, forget it, sorry.
One second.
Are you still, in the conversation you were talking about usage stipulations to 100 events or something like that? Who would enforce such a thing?
No, we're not talking about that anymore.
Oh, that's off the table then?
Yeah, we're not, we're saying is what time they need to stop.
But if they, agreed to 100 events each year, Craig would enforce those 100 events?
After they went over, they would get an OTR.
And Craig would have to count them?
But what we're instead suggesting is that all music outside stop at midnight, but the only time there can be music outside, no, there's not going to be any music outside. Any amplified music outside, and that
no amplified music Friday and Saturday is past 1 p.m.
Midnight. Right.
So no limit to the amount of events that can be held?
No.
Okay.
But no amplified music at all past midnight, even if it's indoors, which it's going to be, past midnight on Friday and Saturdays.
But for your future reference, any conditions are monitored by the code enforcement officer.
So a condition like that, Craig would have to be on top of how many events?
No, there'd have to be a complaint, and then he'd have to. Yes, excuse me.
I live.
Can you identify yourself?
My name is Anthony, and I live on 930 Tarzancio. And I live on 930 Columbia. And when the Legion, our backyard looks right at the white building, and they used to do the outdoor events, you know, during the summer and the car shows, and they got loud even during the day, and, you know, we're just trying to hang out at home. There's country singing and all this crazy music. Is there any kind of limit to day events?
Well, we're not. We just said that there's no music outside.
No
amplified music outside.
Ever?
Yeah.
Well, can we ask for a special permit if that becomes a thing?
We don't have a special permit process.
Yeah.
So this is what Walter was saying before. I think, you know, you need to explain and articulate what exactly you want to do. The way this board works is when you give out something, it's based on the maximum. When you say you may have 150 people, everything they think about is as if there were 150 people.
Yep.
So even if you think it's one night a year, they have to think of it as 365 nights a year.
Yep.
Unless you say we're not going to have more. So you need to be specific on what you want to do. This board doesn't want to restrict you. We're saying you need to tell them what you need. It's not their job to tell you what they're going to allow. You got to tell them what you want.
I'm just trying to get a sense of what everyone thinks is reasonable so I don't have to come back and forth.
Well,
you know, but we could be here all night.
And it's their business plan.
Right. We could be here all night on every hypothetical, and that's just not fair to the board, to the public.
Yeah. And we can't, you know, we can't expect you to have the answers.
Are there any other issues, that other aspects to what we're talking about that you could think of that
Well, we just heard one, that, you know, amplified music even during the day can be,
Okay, so we already said no amplified music outside of the building.
Oh, okay.
I thought.
Was that music that you...
I don't mind. I just don't want, you know, weddings every weekend,
right,
and all types of noise.
But was it amplified, just out of curiosity?
Yeah, it was amplified. It was like the speakers.
Okay, so I still think that you should give them a chat with the owners.
I don't think we want to, put it tonight.
Okay.
Without something a little more special. And next time you come, you're supposed to bring us 5 copies for every member.
Okay. Well, I mailed copies to Craig.
But I'm sure Craig told you that you were supposed to bring our copies.
Okay.
Because you told me.
While we're talking about that, there's hard copies of The owners provided notification to the.
Oh, good, super, thank you.
Thank you for your recommendation.
Thanks very much.
And just for the record, I think it's a really cool idea, and I think it'll be great for the community, I just don't hope it's not every day or every night.
It's, I think, they wish or something.
That's, I mean, just to, for a procedural thing, that's the kind of thing that you could, I mean, I'm not criticizing, but the hearing was for something like that, in case you want. I know you wanted to ask a question as well, so, but.
Thank you.
Thank you, and I'm glad they did this, because that's, I assume, how you knew about it, right?
This was very good.
They let you know? Excellent.
Well, we got this only this, we didn't get that.
Well, this.
We got this now.
No, this is just a list.
This is just a list.
It's a list of what everyone you got received.
It's a list, that's great, that's all. Yeah, I know.
Oh, the consent letter.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that.
We should require.
Oh, yeah, so that's, you got.
I know. When we do a term, we got, we got to try this, you know, but this is a very clear case, where there's houses right now, things that are different.
They need an error, but what they want to.
Yeah, the rest of the tree, you're probably gonna have to tear out those trees, which is, they're gonna.
On that corner, yeah, there's a shed, I said, yeah.
So, the examples.
You've got a lot of.
They are not at all. So we're gonna have to come back next meeting and with a clear plan, please for everyone, because this is gonna be revised.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, great, so we'll see you next month.
So you're gonna continue the public hearing?
Oh, we're gonna continue the public hearing.
So, tell the owners that we like the proposal a lot, and we're just worried about the neighbors' comfort and safety.
Yep.
During the day and the evening.
One at a time, I'm sorry, go ahead.
And it is clear description of what they are proposing as an organization, because it's a little, having started an arts organization, we generally have like some kind of a, something.
It's really open ended, we've tried. So we will present a proposal that we have.
Are there examples of other facilities there?
As far as I know.
Not exactly, do you know the name?
One at a time, folks.
The place you all find Brooklyn.
I think it's called something really stupid, like Brooklyn Space. It was, it was north end of Williamsburg, just going into Greenpoint. And if I had to guess, I would say I might have been on Bedford Avenue. You know, there's an old factory that they recently fixed up on the waterfront.
Other than that.
No, because they show anywhere.
It's just off right sites. You know where Polly Jean's Pizza is?
Okay, can we take the last, so after we get it. Clark?
One more quick comment, question, which reflects a previous comment from the public, which is you're going to build eventually in some places or down the road. I think that should be defined.
Okay, okay.
In the net.
Every client.
So.
All right, nobody answered the question.
What was the question?
What's down the road and.
Okay, so we will remove the down the roads. We will.
You're doing it as soon as you get the permit, you're gonna start.
What we were thinking we're gonna do is show the vision for the whole thing, but we can tone it back to just what we're doing now and deal with it later.
No. That's not what they're suggesting.
No.
And by the way, that would be contrary to law. So,
yeah.
So let's make sure we understand.
Yes.
It's called segmentation. So that's a legal term. So you should articulate what you want to do. You can do it in stages. That's not the problem.
Yep.
Okay, you could say, we're not going to do this for a year. But you get the permission now, so you don't have to come back.
That's all, okay.
That you can do. Just give the time frames. That's all there is.
Yep.
Okay. We're really trying to help.
No, I get it.
But they can't give you a broad permit to do it.
Down the road in the cage.
Yeah, we're gonna get rid of that. We'll be very specific.
Helps you too as the architect, you know, to.
Yeah.
Have the owners have to articulate what they.
Yeah.
He's getting it now.
Okay.
Business plan is the business.
Anything, yeah.
That's it.
And so for those people that are here.
Yeah.
Will, at our next meeting, it will be a continuation.
Yes.
Of the public hearing, so.
We'll have to come back and make sure we're.
Come back.
Could I just say one thing?
Sure.
This is a great idea. you know, it's a great idea, it's actually a really cool location. The, one of the problems oftentimes with situations like this, like I'm sure the place in Brooklyn is parking, and it's already there, so this is a really good idea for the community.
Now that's why it's, you know,
we're
totally for it.
We're well into that.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, any other questions, business? I put it open-ended because I thought we might have to comment about something, but turns out we don't. If you're wondering about a recent email. Yeah, is there anyone who wants to know about that? I just told him, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
So I put it off, but he didn't come tonight, so we don't, I don't know really what his intention was, so it's just.
I have a question for the record. So I know we talked before the meeting, but just for on the record, what do we expect, or what, yeah, what can we expect from the current lawsuit relative to our job?
Well, the Article 78 technically should not have affected the whole one at all. They've asked to put that in advance, and that's their application, which is different than the application for the bulkhead, because that was, because they've got to be in compliance with the order of remedy that Craig had sent out, and the ZBA confirmed his decision. However, the lawsuit, the second lawsuit, the one that they brought, goes right to the heart of SECRE. In my opinion, they have a total misunderstanding of what's occurring. And I think that that came to light, if you remember, I specifically asked Pat, what are you here for? And Pat said, the site plan. I said, no. And Pat said, ask the attorney. And the attorney said, we're here for a conditional use permit. And I said, correct. So the problem is, they have said that this board shouldn't do secret. And I think for all the wrong reasons, and I think they're going to lose that lawsuit. The problem we have is, do we want to really move ahead and try to do SECRE with not getting any information from them? Mm-hmm. And then possibly the court will say, no, you can't do it. So we've wasted a lot of time and a lot of money that mm-hmm. they're not going to be willing to spend anyway. So it seems a lot more practical that at this point, we just wait for the court to determine whether or not they're right or we're right. Mm-hmm. And once the court determines that we're right, we're going to say, fine, now give us the stuff we've been asking for and pay the fees that the professionals have expended in doing this. So it's really, it's gonna wait. So the answer to their lawsuit went in, I believe, yesterday or today. The article, what they're trying to do is,
Our answer. Yeah.
And what they're trying to do is drive the timing, because many of the documents are redundant. So the attorneys have been talking about getting a timing agreement for all the papers, so they kind of coincide and move along together, which to me makes a lot of sense. I'm not involved in that part of the litigation. So there's just no reason to spend your time and effort until that's done.
I can share the response with the board, right?
Yeah, that's now.
Once it's filed. Was it filed this
time? I don't know, so we can. Did that. I just want to make sure it's once it's filed.
Okay, very well filed. Make sure we get it. It'll be put on the website and available to everyone.
You can send us a little, send us a group email. Who's our attorney then, Ken, on this?
On this latter one, Ken and I are working in.
Okay.
Yes.
On the articles.
On the articles.
Well,
there are two articles.
There's two Article 78. So I call the second one Seeker and Fees, because that's the two issues that they're fighting, and they really kind of relate, because if we're entitled to do SECRE, which again, I think we are, because as the affirmation that you'll read put says, no SECRE was ever done on a conditional use permit. Their application is for conditional use permit. It would be illegal for this board to approve an action, which is a legal term, without doing SECRE. So I don't really see.
It would be us doing SECRE,
Green Board. This has nothing to do with it.
Because this is the doc.
There's nothing to do with that.
Their argument is the state has already done SECRE, so why are we doing it again?
Correct. And they don't. They failed to understand that the state did a very limited SECRE on the bulkhead and the water aspect. They certainly did not do it on the dock operations, number one.
Right.
Number two, we were never involved or an interested party in those SECRE. Mm-hmm.
So we're not bound by it, it was a coordinated review. So there's no real legal merit to their argument.
What does this go to?
It was brought into Albany County Supreme Court.
Okay.
Supreme Court in New York is a low, it's, the Court of Appeals is the Supreme Court that we know of in the federal level, so they brought it at their trial level in court, which they're supposed to be.
And is there any sense of, in the, their Article 78 filing is October 20th, that date, was that just sort of when they'd like to have it decided, or I wasn't sure?
That's not material here. I mean, this is going to go through the process that could take several months.
That's the second Article 78?
Yeah, and again, they're trying to get the timing to do both. Similar. Because you have to build a record, which is the hardest part about bringing this up, and the city has to do that. So you have to get all of the files and all of the documents. And if you remember the last meeting, we specifically stated that all the documents on the whole road were going to be used for the dock. So then there's the whole question of, well, do we have to do that twice, or since it's already in? So all that needs to be worked out between the attorneys.
And it could take several months because.
Because we're in New York. No, because we're in New York, as in, we're dealing with judges.
The lawsuit takes time.
Okay.
Okay, motion. Sure. Is it okay to ask?
Sure.
Mitch, if the city were to be successful, substantially successful in the suit that you filed against Greenport, what would you expect? What would the optimal thing come down? A judge saying essentially they have to do a full EIS? Is that the result we would be seeking?
I don't know, and I'm not involved in that. We'll see.
Yeah, that's not being held by Mitch and Kent. No, it's being held by John Caffrey. Caffrey. Yeah, I was the person who sort of suggested him because he had been involved in the same thing.
So you and Kent are doing the response to
the seeker and the fees, correct.
Okay.
And the outside counsel is correct.
And who is that attorney from?
Albany. Right? He's at Albany. John?
No, he's in Glens Falls.
He's in Glens Falls.
He's at a firm called Caffrey and Flower.
Okay. Motion to adjourn. Order. Laura seconds. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?